Ranching and agriculture groups say the federal government has taken a positive step in ensuring truth in labeling on meat from the United States, but they also want Congress to go further. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has proposed a rule that would only allow voluntary Product of USA labeling on meat, poultry, and eggs derived from animals born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the country. Current loopholes allow companies to import meat from other countries and stick this label on even if it's just processed in the U.S. Jeannie Alderson is a rancher in southeastern Montana and a member of Northern Plains Resource Council.
Fraudulent labeling really betrays American ranchers and our rural communities and consumers by misrepresenting imported beef as American.
The USDA will take public comment for 60 days after the proposed rule change is published in the Federal Register. The proposed rule points out other labels that might be acceptable. For example, it says sliced and packaged in the United States using imported pork would work so long as it's accurate. Alderson appreciates the USDA's rule, but says members of Congress need to go further and restore mandatory country of origin labeling.
A true free market depends on transparency. We need that information, and consumers can't make informed decisions without that. And so we need a free market, we need a fair market, and consumers deserve to know where their food's coming from.
Lawmakers, including Montana Senator John Tester, have reintroduced the American Beef Labeling Act, which includes mandatory country of origin labeling. This labeling requirement was repealed in 2015. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.